Welcome in peace and silence and love. You should feel that this is a sacred place where you go and meet yourself. You have come here for the silence, to be with yourself, to stop up a bit, to relax, to come back to yourself. So leave all your restlessness outside. I know it will take some days. But remember why you are here. You want silence. You want peace. You want to come back to yourself. Don't forget it, because the mind is all the time trying to take you away. So let this be a sacred place, and to come back to yourself, to your own sacred center. Everything that is sacred is forgotten, it seems like, in this world. Everything that is peaceful, everything that is beautiful, is more and more forgotten. The so-called civilization is not civilized, it's barbaric, because it has only focused on the outer things, on image, on fame, on money, on what other people say and think. No, allow yourself to empty yourself and come back to yourself to find out for yourself what is real and what is not real. Is the only thing that's going to make you content is yourself. So here everything is provided for you to just stop following the program and don't think. Just get involved and be aware, because freedom is awareness, consciousness, and slavery is unconsciousness, dullness, deadness. And it's very easy to function, even if you are physically alive, very dull, very dead. And that's how millions of people are living their whole life, as dead people, as machines. It takes effort to be aware. So you have to be ready to have patience and some effort with yourself, to be courageous enough to look at yourself and see how easy it is you get pulled away. We have so many excuses. We have so many ways of being asleep, of being dull. No, it's a totally new situation, especially for the people who are involved in all the meditations and the retreat. It makes it easier, because here everything is provided that you can just be with yourself. But you have to remember, because the mind wants to escape. You have to study yourself to find awareness. It's very easy to live through the whole life like a sleepwalker. It's difficult to wake up, because you have to drop all your habits. You have to study yourself. You have to unburden yourself. You have to lighten your boat so you don't carry so much luggage. In fact, no luggage is needed. So remember, the past is gone. The future is not here. Enjoy now. That's the only safe place to be. It's very easy to get involved with the past. It's very easy to dream about the future. But now is the only reality. And you have to sink more into yourself, deeper than your thoughts, deeper than your mind, into your feelings, into your body, into yourself. Here, no thinking is needed. But feelings are beautiful. Being are beautiful. Awareness is beautiful. That's the only thing that will help you. But you have to be ready to help yourself. And that's why you are here. So feel inside. If you are ready to go deeper in yourself. You have to have a total opening, then it's easy. Don't hold back. Many ideas, many habits we have. Many things we are identified with. Now this is an opportunity to consciously break them and just be you. That's why I also wanted to have more healthy food. Because not only you have living habits, thinking habits in your daily life, that you can function just the same in a very safe way. Also, many people is very stuck in the way they eat. They never have thought about how they eat. And you become what you eat, you become what you think. So maybe it will be difficult for some, maybe for some it will be easy. But just watch what is coming up. Everything is for the good, for what you want. So be aware of the negative mind that is trying to corrupt you. It's not good to be addicted. It's not good to be a slave. Even the coffee we have dropped. And I'm with you. I have also dropped it. Because I don't want you to do anything that I don't do. And we might pick it up further down the road, but who knows? Because we are here. But many people, they need this. And I know it myself, because many times I have dropped things and experiment with things and fasted. And now I wanted just to share a bit with you that you can study yourself, how your body feels without sugar, without caffeine, without milk. It's just a gift for you. I hope you understand and enjoy it. You can go back to your Coca-Cola and French fries and hamburgers and pork chops whenever you want. It's just an idea for you to feel something different. And then maybe, surprise, surprise, your body will feel lighter than it ever have done. Your belly will feel much better than it ever have done. Your mind will get more clear. So maybe something changed, but change should only come out of an understanding. And because people don't have any understanding, they don't change. It has to come out of yourself. Not that somebody tells you this is good, this is bad, but you have to feel it in your own body, in your own mind, in your own heart, that this is better. Then you can decide. And it's so easy to live very unconscious in the same rut. Some people do the same things their whole life. It's so bored and safe life some people have now. And remember, I'm here to shake you up. Excuse me. I have to. Because you want to wake up. So if you feel a little sleepy or a little, tired, then just hang in there. Maybe for some people headache will also come if they love coffee as much as I do, for example. Then you have to, that's why I told you it's better you stop a few days before, but it's very difficult. It was difficult for me because of this Christmas situation. But then we just have to suffer more afterwards. And I get headache. But what to do? You can watch that too. Only for a day or two. But I just want to tell you, for the addicts, that I'm with you. I'm also suffering. I wouldn't let you go through something that I haven't. I have done it many times, but I know I have to feel with you. And for the people, many people are living here now, playing it safe and just go to satsang. No, pull yourself together. If you can, join the retreat. Otherwise, maybe do a little effort at home to be a little more aware and break some habits, because this energy is happening here now. So it will be much easier for you now when this energy is here than to try to do it alone. If you understand and if you are together, then it's much easier. To do things alone is very difficult sometimes, because you are fighting with yourself. And if you don't have the understanding that this is really what I need, then it's very difficult to change, even little things. Maybe chocolate. Maybe Coca-Cola. People have all kinds of addiction. Cigarette. So the only thing to find out is to experiment with yourself. And that's what I'm setting up for you. Situations where you can experiment with yourself. And then you can find out for yourself. And maybe you have been waiting for that for years. For lives. Because you're not new here. Remember, we had Christmas now. Then every Christmas I think of Jesus, the old friend, who is like totally forgotten in this Christmas situation. The whole Christmas is for Jesus. That's how it started. And now I think maybe 10%, 20% is for Jesus. The rest is for shopping and presents and Father Christmas. And of course some more shopping and some stress. And I didn't get the right present. And some jealousy and some fighting and some comparing. That is what Christmas has been to. And I thought it's a great picture, because that's how the world has gone. They have totally forgotten the spirit, that which is holy. They have only focused on the material. Who is teaching the children about the beauty now is only a new video game or some stupid things that is important. The real guy is totally forgotten. It's really a picture of how everything has gone. Everything that is beautiful, meditative, real, is forgotten. It's just more and more things, more and more image, more and more money, more and more comparing, more and more jealousy because of things. And if people have come back to themselves, then who cares? Who cares about these things? No, it's more a hassle for people a stress situation, to find present to somebody, they run around. I have seen them. Totally stressed, they have to manage to buy enough presents. Just anything will do in the last moment. What worth is this kind of presence? And that's how the whole so-called Western civilization is living. They have totally forgotten how you can appreciate the little present, a flower, a hug, a look. All these simple things is forgotten because they want things. We don't have the sensitivity, it seems like, to appreciate the little things. That's why we have to have more and more big things. But it's not satisfying us. And more things. And everybody has it. But you have the opportunity to break it. Then you don't care so much about things. You care more about feelings, about heart, about silence, about truthfulness. You have to be able to drop out of the rat race. Otherwise, you are just a rat. And rats are even worse than pigs. There's a lot of pigs also. But to become human beings, that takes little effort. I also got a lot of marzipan and chocolate because for some kind of reason people think that I like that, which I do also, but no, I'm not allowed from myself as a Baba, no. Clean out, give the system a good stop. So now I have to put it in a storage somewhere and then we will have it for later. That's willpower. And it's very strange because most of you don't have any willpower. But you have to use your willpower to get free of the negative. First you have to use your willpower in a positive way. Then when you have proven yourself, and you are steady in yourself, that you can do anything, then you are free. Then it's not so necessary. What? Because you know that you can do it. But if you haven't done that, if you don't have this feeling that you can do anything, then I invite you to start experimenting. So you realize you can do anything. And if you can do anything, who cares? Jesus said, "Whosoever is near to me is near to the fire. And whoever is far from me is far from the kingdom." Whoever is near to me is near to the fire. Because a man like Jesus is fire. You have to be ready to burn. And what does burning means? It means transformation. You have to burn all that is impure. If that readiness is there, then you will enjoy the fire. If you are not ready, then you will be a little afraid. Sometimes come close to the fire, sometimes go away from the fire. This is very tempting, but it's warm also. He says, whoever is near to me is near to the fire. And the only way to be near is to go through the fire. Because Jesus is already free. And only two freedoms can come really close. In fact, become one. So you have to be ready if you want to come close to a Buddha, to go through the fire. It's the only way, there's no way around it. Whoever is near to me is close to the fire. And whoever is far from me is far from the kingdom. The kingdom is the divine, is the heart, is your soul. And this is always misunderstood. The Christians definitely misunderstood it. Jesus doesn't mean the person. That's why all the masters, all the gurus, all the mystics, all the Buddhas gets misunderstood of the ordinary people. And that's why the Christians say that Jesus is the only way. No, that's not what he means. But every Buddha knows that those around, they have an opportunity. Because Jesus knows, so by coming close, falling in tune, you will also start knowing. You will also start remembering. You will also have to go through the fire. You also have to transform. But it's not unique in Jesus. Is for every enlightened being. It means that to come close, you have to drop all that you know, all that you are identified with. You have to purify yourself. Because in consciousness, there is no different. The names differ. But that's why they still go on fighting. And anybody who is close to a Jesus, a Krishna, have to go through the fire. They have to transform. If they are far away, which they are now, after thousands of years, then you never feel the fire. You can't think of the unthinkable. It's a feeling. It's something that only people who are close to the fire feel. You only feel the fire if you're close to it. Yes, you can look at the picture of a fire. It looks like a fire, but it gives no warmth. That is the difference to be with an alive master and to read the scriptures. Jesus said, whoever is near to me is near to the fire. And whoever is far from me is far from the kingdom. Whoever is far, he means anybody who is occupied with the mind, who has gone astray, who has forgotten the divine. That are those who are far from the kingdom, from truth, from God. The whole thing is to come closer to the fire, to remember what is real and what is not real. And Jesus said, whoever drinks from my mouth shall become as I am, and I myself will become he. And the hidden things shall be revealed to him. Whoever drinks from my mouth shall become as I am. Whoever these pregnant words, take them into the being, then something starts flowering, sprouting. And the same flowers, the same consciousness that is in Jesus will start sprouting in you. That's why it's so important to drink when it's available, to eat when it's available. Whoever drinks from my mouth shall become as I am, because he knows that there's no separation. In your mind, there is a separation. But as you come closer, as more and more you drink from the wisdom, from consciousness, from awareness, from love, the more and more you remember your own divine self. Then you become the same. When all that which is holding you back is gone. Whoever drinks from my mouth shall become as I am, and I myself will become he. Because there is no separation. In that space, in emptiness, in love, in silence, in consciousness, there is no separation. But that means you have to leave for that to be. And that's where the trick is. All egos get a little shaky. When it has happened, it has happened. But up to the last moment, it will always be a little fear. Because you disappear as you know. And you don't know the vastness of yourself. So then, of course, it will be a little fear. That is what every master is easing you into. Giving you small drops. Can you handle bigger doses? till one day you can just drink freely. Whoever drinks from my mouth shall become as I am, and I myself will become he, and the hidden things shall be revealed to him. The hidden things shall be revealed to him. All the secrets will be revealed. But he doesn't say anything about thinking, about studying. He's talking about drinking. It's very organic. And for drinking, you have to open. I just had to talk some about him because it was Christmas. I care about Jesus, not about the presents. I care about you, but not about the whole humanity. Because I see. Silence is going to be the greatest luxury. But silence doesn't come so easy. It only comes when you have unloaded yourself. can only meet silence when you are silent. So you have to invite it. You have to again and again sink deeper than your thoughts. You have to again and again relax. Come back to the moment. But no, we will have time. So it's a good experience. To see how more and more you fall in. You're becoming more and more relaxed. You can more and more relax into silence. Just watch it as the day goes. But be steady and remind yourself that's what you are doing. Beloved Swaha, just want to say that I long very much to see you again soon. Hello, Mamuna. Yesterday I had a dream. An old subtle pattern had become more clear in the day, and during the day I prayed to have courage and clarity to just see what was needed. I witnessed my own body frozen of shock, more naked and deeper in worthlessness than ever before, shame and without integrity. You saw me in this space and looked right into my heart so that I also could see myself in that space from the heart. And an old spell of identification broke. Then you very, very gently touched some places on the left side of my back, exactly where the emotional pain was felt the strongest. Also, your fingers saw right into this numb body, and I saw that you saw me and accepted me exactly as I was. In those eyes of love, I also could see myself. And yet another chain broke. You seeing, helping me to see myself, felt like a deep healing and surrender. As I understood, your light can open locked doors, but it's up to me totally to say yes to this invitation, to this freedom. Writing this, I feel contact with that old space, but now it's open, still, and empty. No words are big enough. Thank you, beloved Soha. I love you, gratefulness, and drops of trust. More, more, more. Momina. This is the important thing, that if you want, then it happens. If you are open, then it happens, in this way or that. That's why be very aware what you want. Be aware where your energy is moving. You say, yesterday I had that dream, and all subtle pattern had become more clear during the day. And in the night I prayed to have courage and clarity to just see what was needed. And that is a good prayer, to have more courage to see the truth. Not for something, but just to see more clearly. And when you want to see the real, when you want to be truthful, you always get help. You're bound to. Existence have to help its children if you want the real. I witness my own body frozen of shock, more naked and deeper in worthlessness than ever before, shame and without integrity. You have to look at the past to let it go. And as you move on, you will see all your patterns, all your holdings, all your habits, all your games. And it is painful sometimes. But remember, only by letting them go will you be free. And it's almost impossible to see those patterns, those games, ordinary. It's only when you really start looking at yourself and you pray to see more. You saw me in this space and looked right into my heart, so that I also could see myself in this space from the heart. And an old spell of identification broke. And that's exactly what a master is there for. To give you a mirror, to see clearly when it's needed. And if you have the trust, then you will use that mirror good. If there is love, if there is trust, then you will be very happy, because you work together with the Master. You're on the same path, you want to learn, you want to see. Otherwise, the Master can show you many things, can say many things, but you don't take it in. An old spell of identification broke. Then you very gently touch some places on the left side of my back, exactly where emotional pain was left the strongest. Also your fingers saw right into this numb body, and I saw that you saw me and accepted me exactly as I was. When you accept, this is the master key, is acceptance. Because if you accept, then everything relaxes. Again and again, accept the situation as it is. There's nobody who can do anything. And if there is somebody, then it means that it must be some ego there. Let everything unfold. That is what trust means. You can do anything. We are helpless. Let it happen. That's why I remind you, let the past go. Don't dream about the future. Relax now. And in that trusting the now, you start understanding the secret of trust. That it just happens. In those eyes of love, I also could see myself, and yet another chain broke. That is very beautiful, because I'm learning you to see with your eyes of love. And then on the way, you will use my eyes sometimes to see. Till you trust your own. You seeing, helping me to see myself, felt like a deep healing and surrender. Every time things like that happen, then of course it's a deep healing, it's a deep acceptance, and it's a deep surrender. And it will only go deeper and deeper, because now you know it is happening. If nothing has happened, then there is no, then trust is not very deep. The love is not very deep. But as you start moving more and more into the magic of it, not expecting anything, then the unexpected can help. As long as there is any dream, any expectation, then it's very difficult to come close. But when you are totally naked, like you say, naked and deeper in worthlessness than ever before, shame and without integrity, that means you have really gone to the bottom of your whole program. Then I can come and remind you, this is nothing. Don't hold on to that. Let it go. But you have to feel it first to let it go. Your seeing helped me see myself. As I understood, your light can open locked doors. But it's up to me totally to say yes to the invitation, to this freedom. Yes, because this love, this light, is non-intrusive. And it can only happen when you have opened the doors. The more you open, the more light can come in. Light can't do anything, it can't open the door. Maybe you can sing a song outside the door. But some people, they don't even look outside the window. When I'm writing this, I feel contact with the old space. But now it's open, still, and empty. Yes. Everything changed. This is the transformation I was talking about. Everything is there, but everything is changed. What was your enemies before has become your friends. What was unconscious and fearful before shameful before has become understanding. And they have no grip on you. No words are big enough. Thank you. Gratefulness and drops of trust more and more and more. Let it be more and more and more so it totally spills over. And when these drops of trust spills over, you enjoy very much because first one thinks that it's a little bit fair to run outside the glass. But it's just too much trust and too much love and too much surrender. And it's just a total yahoo when you run over. And who cares where we're going? You just run, let it run over. And the more it spills over, the more it spills over everybody. And everybody should get soaked. Mm-hmm. And only fools will put up their umbrellas. The children, they take off their clothes to get wet. I remember when I was sitting in Osho's garden and the monsoon came. The first monsoon came. It was had been so hot for months and months and months. So hot. Everything was totally dried out. The whole nature. Every tree, every bush, every grass, so dried. And then one night, the big thunderstorm. And it starts raining. And when it rains, it pours. And I was totally excited. I took off my clothes and put it in a safe place and just yahoo, running around his garden. Pouring rain. It was fantastic. I was happy, he was happy, everybody was happy. Then I had to fix myself up before I went out in the ashram in the morning. Behave. Please behave. That's good. That's how it goes. Very good. Okay, Aum Shanti. Thank you.